This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, driving in cars with enough gadgets to distract you over a cliff. Day to Day technology writer Jenny Jardin lives to talk about it. But first, as Democratic presidential hopefuls anxiously await the election returns from the New Hampshire primary, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is thinking about a return of another kind. The UN evacuated all staff from Iraq a couple of months after a bomb at its Baghdad headquarters killed 22 people last August. Now, if Mr. Annan is satisfied with security guarantees, a UN team will go back to Iraq to assess whether elections should be held there at the end of June. Meanwhile, some non-governmental organizations, they're called NGOs, are also considering a return to Iraq. One of them that pulled out around the same time as the UN is Physicians for Human Rights. They investigate human rights abuses around the world. Their deputy director, Susanna Serkin, spoke with Day to Day's Madeline Brand.
Susanna Serkin, many NGOs have had some problems with the U.S. military in that they have had tried to set up aid stations and the military has set up near them and the Iraqis have confused the two, and there's just been a general confusion about the role of the NGOs. Did you find it was difficult working with within Iraq with this huge presence of American military?
Well, actually, because we don't have large teams and we're not delivering aid and so forth, and we don't need the kind of on-the-ground supports that large aid agencies need, we have been able to generally keep our independent position fairly clear and have not had that confusion. However, I think that it's fair to say that the obvious targets of some of the recent incidents have been basically any foreigner and particularly any Westerners who might be working in Iraq, and so we would consider ourselves to be at risk just as Americans, even though we are not working as part of the U.S. government or any other Western government.
What would you want the U.S. government, the U.S. military, to do to ensure your safety so that you could go back to Iraq?
Well, that's a difficult question because obviously we don't necessarily want them to take up aggressive military posture in terms of stopping the incidents. Obviously, the most important thing that can happen is for there to be a stable Iraqi government that is in control ultimately of its own security in a way that could comply with the norms of international law and law enforcement norms internationally. And that is going to involve a transition. Obviously, also, we would like to assure that NGOs have what would be called humanitarian space to operate.
Are there specific factors that you weigh when you consider either pulling out of an unstable situation like we have in Iraq right now or going back in?
Given that our premise is that we try to assure to the maximum degree the safety of our personnel, and given that we are not, for the most part, providing life-saving services, we have to have a very careful calculus that depends on a reasonable expectation that our people can travel with a fair degree of security. First of all, we have to assess that our work in itself would not be a target. For example, in the case of doing work on mass graves, one could imagine that since that work is very visible and involves actually documenting the crimes of the Ba'ath regime, that could easily be a soft target in Iraq right now. And then we have to assess the safety of our personnel literally day by day. And so we set up contacts and news sources to track, and we talk to our personnel every day in the field, much as the media personnel would do. And then we want to make sure that our work in the field would not endanger local people.
And are you influenced by what other organizations decide to do?
Yes, certainly we are. Not entirely, but we absolutely look around and scan the landscape. And we consult with a wide range of observers and organizations to get a sense as to how others are assessing the security.
So I imagine when the UN pulled out last August, that sent a very clear and unambiguous message.
It certainly did. When we go to countries, we would be in and out of UN buildings. Because some of our main interlocutors are United Nations personnel when we go into any country. So absolutely that sent a very deep chill across the human rights and NGO community.
Susanna Serkin, Deputy Director of Physicians for Human Rights, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
That interview by Day to Day's Madeline Brandt.